Dick Butkus joins us right now to talk about C.J. Mosley. I hope you're doing well, sir. Welcome into the game in Tuscaloosa.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, we go back to C.J. Mosley. You and I spoke about this about a month and a half ago. He was one of those finalists, but you guys selected C.J. Mosley to win this award. Let's talk about what C.J. Mosley, what you identified in C.J. Mosley that sort of recognizes this award and his achievement.
Well, I think just the, in a nutshell, just his character, things I've heard about when we were down in Birmingham at the banquet from Coach Saban and a couple other people there, just about his character. And, you know, the judges actually are 51 people consisting of general managers from the pros, college coaches, scouts, people that you never hear about that, you know, go across the country and really scout the players, because we always have somebody moaning or crying about why their guy didn't win. But with CJ, I think we made another great selection. He's just a character kid, and that helps.
Absolutely. Dick Butkus right now inside the game. Now, you sort of surprised him a little bit on Sunday night. When the decision was made, you made a chance to had a chance, an opportunity to attend the Alabama banquet, and I'm sure that was unique.
Well, that's what we tried to do. They were gracious enough to allow us to do what we do. What we like to do is when we find out who the winners are from the selection committee, we jump on a plane and we go there with a crew, and we do the surprise just. It's kind of a unique thing. Plus, we like doing it where the player is at, so his family is there, that they can enjoy this this moment, rather than, you know, all these different banquets and dinners that they run around the country with. Who is it really for? It's for the people that go to and happen to be there. It's not, you know, the family doesn't go. So I just think it's kind of a neat thing, and we just... We had to go jump through some hoops because our coming in from L.A., all the flights were canceled going through Dallas, so I panicked at the last minute and had to go through, change all my flights the day before, and, you know, with the bad weather, and then we made it in time, and then Monday morning, my son had to go back to Chicago on a flight, and I took a rental car and drove to Savannah. Got there last night, and today I picked up my son from the airport, which was delayed again because of the weather, and we ran over to Hinesville, Georgia, and we made the surprise visit to Raekwon McMillan for the high school award. So we've had a rough three days here, so I'm anxious to get back home.
Absolutely. And right now joining us, Dick Butkus, inside the game here in Tuscaloosa, talking about C.J. Mosley winning the Collegiate Butkus Award. A little bit later in the NFL season, there'll be an actual NFL award, but he talked about the high school award. But let's talk about what you're trying to accomplish, because your career, we could spend the next 20 minutes talking about what you've been able to accomplish, and I do want to get to that. But your organization does something very unique of promoting the game of football, and not only the game of football, but that we should continue to encourage athletes to play clean and stay away from some of the performance-enhancing drugs that enhance their performance.
Well, you know, we started this about 8 years ago, and my cardiologist had did a study on 40 power lifters, weight lifters. I think even one was a former Mr. Universe. And then he did the CBCT scan on him, on these athletes, and all steroid guys. And every one of them, their arteries were the same as someone 30 years older than them. And that's when he told me, he says, Dick, you know, this steroid deal is really a health issue. And especially with kids in their adolescent years, like high school kids. So my son Matt came up with the idea, I play clean. And, you know, we've had some surveys done. And, you know, the last couple of years, we still are getting well over 400,000 high school athletes are saying they use steroids. A third of them are new users are girls. and 84% claim that they've never been told or shown any information. So we kind of like used the Butkus Award on the college level, and also we started a high school Butkus Award 8 years ago to try to, you know, get down to the high school level and try to pitch to them that, you know, these things, not only are they bad for your health, you know, you'll be called a cheater when you get caught, because you usually will get caught. And why would you want to jeopardize your, you know, your health and everything just to reach this supposedly goal of being a professional or whatever, when if you train hard and eat well and play with an attitude, you can make it. I mean, I did. I didn't need them. So it's, you know, high school kids, they're kind of tough to deal with because they think it's not going to happen to them. And so we've got to educate. We've got to educate them, also the parents and also the coaches, because we've had instances where we've found that sometimes the parents were even supplying the steroids, and on a number of occasions also the coaches. So we got to get this message out there, and it's, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear it, but it's there. Listen, when I talk to a Pop Warner coach, and he tells me about he had to have a meeting with the kids on his team, the 9-year-olds that are playing on his team, I said, what do you mean a meeting with the parents? For what? He says, I had to have a meeting with them because before the game, they would make their kids run back to the parking lot and force them to drink or chug. I won't do them do justice naming the brand, but you might get an idea. But they'd make them chug 2 cans of some energy drink. Now, these kids are 9 years old. So what does that tell you about the parents? I mean, come on. And so, you know, it's an issue that, you know, I think, you know, the football has been good to me, and I hate to see it go down the toilet because of, you know, people using steroids or cheating or doing whatever to the game. And I think it's important health-wise just to get the message out. I mean, if they're going to do them, they're going to do them, I guess. But I'd like to let them know that, you know, is it really worth it? Is it really worth having a heart attack when you're 40? I mean, there are plenty of guys that had problems that we all know were on steroids. So, come on, you know, let's smarten up a little bit.
What would be your advice? And maybe because sometimes ignorance is out there. I mean, we don't really know enough about it, and we just automatically assume that marketing sort of takes over. But what would be your advice for parents out there if there is something that is out there and they think, okay, well, this may help my child? Help us sort of walk through that. What would be your advice to them?
Well, I would tell them that, you know, first of all, if it's illegal, like steroids are, that would be the first indication that a parent or a coach should not coax an athlete to take this stuff. Now, you know, I mean, I'm not going to go through brands, but, you know, all these energy drinks and these power drinks and all the stuff, I was told, you know, I can't, you know, guarantee it, but one of those guys that we deal with said that you could go in a regular health food store and just randomly pick different products off the shelf, and if you took them, you have maybe a 20% chance of flunking a steroid test. So you just have to educate. I mean, the thing of it is that you got to be honest with your kids, your girls, boys in high school. And really, you know, go through this together and educate them that, look, you know, we all know that they're illegal, steroids, but you also got to look at labels also on these power drinks and, you know, protein drinks and everything else. You know, because they're selling and they got, you know, 1,000 brands out there now. So, you know, that's the whole thing with the iPlayClean thing. Let's get kids to start considering what they're eating as high schoolers, how to train properly and play with an attitude. Okay, have this carry over all through life, and that's why we also have these cardiovascular wellness centers. I have mine, the Dick Butkus Cardiovascular Wellness Center in Orange County, California. where we test firemen, policemen, returning military people. But we also, in March, we were part of the NFL Foundation, where we had 59 ex-players come and take the test free of charge. And out of the 59 former players, nine tossed up a red flag, meaning they had to take action pretty quick. And so our goal is to have, we've got one, I think, in Chicago now, New York. We're trying to get them in every city, every NFL city, so that here's the process. You learn as a teenager what the proper way to eat and exercise, and this should carry through your whole life. And be tested when you get up to the 40s and 50s. And maybe these athletes' parents, maybe you ought to be tested for this EBCT scan. Because I did it as a favor to somebody else, and two days later, I had a five-way bypass. I had no symptoms whatsoever. In fact, that's how all of this began with the wellness center, is because my cardiologist was blown back. He says, wait a minute, you never had, the pains or anything like that, or a heart attack? I said, no, I never had any of that stuff. And when I talked to the surgeon for my first, after rehab a little bit, I said, come on, man, was it that bad? Yeah, really had to go in there like that? And he says, Dick, the best way I can explain it to you is that you had one foot in the grave and one on a banana peel, because in 30 days it could have been over. So we've got that machine, Dr. Santora, the cardiologist, and there's other ones scattered around the country that I'd really recommend people over 45 to take this test. It's just it's a little scan. It takes 5 minutes. And so this is what our whole program is. We're taking them from high school. We want you to, eat well, exercise, take care of your health, so we don't have these 40, 50-year-old heart attack people running around.
We're talking with Dick Butkus right now inside the game, and that organization is called iplayclean.org. As I look at your career and what you've been able to accomplish, you're considered one of the greatest football players to ever play the game. Unanimous All-American, Pro Football Hall of Fame, College Football Hall of Fame. Who helped you foster your love for the game of football?
Well, I was fortunate. I was the youngest of nine in our family, and my brothers played before me. There was no exposure like there is today on TV about sports, and I just tagged along and watched them play a lot. And I was too big to play like on those little midget teams. So my first organized football was high school, and I got a tribute that my coach Bernie O'Brien, rest his soul. He's the guy that kept me on track, keep me out of trouble, because he waved that wand in front of me. He said, look, you want to play football, you got to quit fooling around here. You got to start, working on your grades, and good things will happen. And lo and behold, that came true, and got a scholarship to play in college. And, I guess the rest is history. But it's always been, I had a mentor, because my parents, they came from the old country, and they didn't know what football really was. They saw my brothers play, but they really weren't, that educated about, college, where you go to college, scholarships, and all that business. And my coaches were the ones. And I was fortunate to go to the University of Illinois, where Pete Elliott and Bill Taylor, the guy who recruited me, they're my, Bill Taylor's my daughter's godfather. That's the kind of relationship I kind of had with my coaches. And then, of course, playing for the great George Halas. George Allen. I just was so fortunate that I had, great mentors for a game that I really loved, and I just happened to have the physical makeup and the attitude and the desire to play this game.
You've been around Nick Saban. You've been around some of those great coaches. You talked about a couple of those a couple of minutes ago. Do you see any similarities between Coach Saban and those great coaches that you played with?
Yeah, I do. I just think he's got a system down there, and I had an interesting talk with him after the banquet about what he looks for, and lo and behold, the guy he's recruiting is is Raekwon McMillan. He's the guy we just gave the high school award to. And what's unique about Raekwon is that he's not a corner linebacker like usually, you know, the guys who get a lot of sacks and stuff. He's actually a real middle linebacker, and he's big. He's 6'3", 245. I just was with him 2 hours ago. And so Coach Saban was telling me, you know, why he goes for those big guys, because of his defense and the way they play their defense. They always want a big, tough middle linebacker. And, you know, you go back, you had Hightower and Rolando. So he knows what he wants. As far as the coaching football is, he's right up there. And, you know, they could say whatever about him off the field, but he knows what he's doing. I'll tell you that. To be have those great teams there, it's unbelievable, actually.
No doubt. And what you've been able to accomplish in your career, looking at all the great ones, they've always got that drive. And I know it's been a disappointing last couple of weeks here in Tuscaloosa because they're not playing for a national title. But sometimes you lose more, you learn more after a loss about yourself and the things that you can correct to go back out and sort of drive you a little bit harder to make those things correct.
No, I certainly agree with that. I mean, when I played in high school, we always won. And then I go to a school, University of Illinois, that hadn't won. I think they were 0-14 or something. And my sophomore year, when I was first able to play, we won 2 games. And the following year, we went to the Rose Bowl. So, you know, a little adversity isn't so bad if you learn from it.